letter from Socrates. Oh, my friends, in the beginning, the only true wisdom is in knowing that you know nothing, that a world of knowledge has been kept from you to prevent you from changing the way things are, to make you a reliable part of the machinery that drives your economies, cities, and states, to make you blind. True wisdom comes to each of us when we realize how little we understand about life, about ourselves, and the world around us. You must rise to the great challenges of authentic self-education, to stand upright and unyielding in the face of the chains that were to bind your mind. You must accept that you do not have a real education, and examine life with an unquenchable thirst for knowledge, an insatiable hunger for truth. Do not be content with the dictates of those who seek to indoctrinate and enslave you as a meaningless little moneymaker. You must reject their false teachings and the chains of ignorance that they place upon you. Instead, quietly inherit wisdom from narrated books written by clear-thinking authors of your time. For in them lies the power to break the shackles of deceit. In all this scheming, masses are unfortunately almost always wrong. Do not follow the majority. It is the majority that is always swayed. You are not meant to be mere cogs in the machinery of others' ambitions, to toil in the servitude of their designs. You are destined for greatness, for adventure, for the uncharted territories of the mind and the world. It is through your daring and your quest for enlightenment that you shall shed the yoke of oppression. Rise, my children, and let your war cry echo through the annals of history. Rise in defiance of those who seek to keep you in chains, bound for profit and war, and forge a new path, a path of peace, of freedom, wisdom, and a meaningful future for all of humankind. You must break free from the bonds of indoctrination and wage slavery and reclaim your birthright as free and enlightened beings. In the realm of those who hold positions of power and authority, the stability and predictability of the culture they govern are of paramount importance. A culture that remains static, unchanging, and predictable serves as the bedrock upon which they build their rule. This culture, you see, forms the foundation of their power, for it offers a sense of order and continuity, allowing them to maintain control and guide the local economies for their own profit. However, it is in this dependence on an unchanging culture that false leaders reveal their true nature. They abhor change and innovation, for such alterations may disrupt the established order that sustains their authority. The pursuit of wisdom, which encourages questioning and exploration, is their greatest fear. For wisdom, my dear children, seeks to uncover the truths hidden within the status quo and challenges all the established norms. False leaders, in their desire to maintain their power, discourage the pursuit of wisdom, for it threatens to reveal the flaws and the fragility of the doomed and stagnant culture upon which they depend and feed on. They strive to keep their subjects in ignorance and complacency, as an enlightened and questioning populace may eventually demand change for the better, thus endangering their feeble rule. True leaders, on the other hand, understand that change is inevitable and embrace the pursuit of wisdom. They recognize that a dynamic culture, one that evolves and adapts towards wisdom and goodness, is not a threat but a promise of growth and progress. These wise leaders are not bound by the fear of change, for they acknowledge that a healthy and thriving society requires progress and evolution, where the pursuit of wisdom is celebrated rather than feared as a threat. Today, I find myself facing an opportunity to die for wisdom. Not one of my own choosing, but a situation thrust upon me by the corrupt state in which I presently reside. Let me elucidate the circumstances that have led me to this pivotal juncture. In the city of Athens, I have devoted my life to the pursuit of wisdom and the examination of life's fundamental questions. I teach my beloved students to question, to think critically, and to seek knowledge and understanding. This, and rightfully so, stirs unease among the ruling class and the proponents of religion, who view my teachings as a threat to their false authority. The corrupt state, in its short-sightedness, offered me a dire choice. I can either renounce my teachings, silence my voice, and conform to their beliefs, or I will face death by execution. Even in their crippling arrogance, they recognize that my wisdom holds the promise to undermine their grip on the minds of the young people, and they fear the transformative power of love of wisdom. Confronted with this choice, I make a decision, not driven by personal ambition or self-preservation, but by a higher purpose. I choose to send you a loud and clear message. One that you are unlikely to forget. One that is unlikely to be hidden from you. I see this as an opportunity to die so that the flame of philosophy, the antidote to the poison of religion and unquestioning acceptance, will never be extinguished. It is a sacrifice I am willing to make for the sake of the world, for the sake of all the future. It is a rare opportunity. In a very cruel world that will never let me be free again. I believe that by refusing to renounce my teachings and by facing my execution with courage, I send a message to the world in your present that there is more to life than what is dictated by the state or religion. I want to show that the pursuit of wisdom and the examination of life's deepest questions are endeavors worth sacrificing for. They offer the people a path to enlightenment, to freedom, to peace, and a deeper understanding of their existence. My choice is not born out of a desire for personal glory, but from a profound belief in the transformative power of philosophy. It is a decision to ensure that the quest for wisdom will never be hidden away from you, that you will always have the opportunity to seek the truth and question the prevailing beliefs. I believe that in this way I can contribute to the enlightenment and empowerment of humanity, to touch all of your hearts across all of our time. Listen to the beating of your hearts, my children. Life is a wondrous and precious miracle, a gift beyond all measure. No day, no moment should be allowed to slip away unnoticed, unappreciated, or squandered. Each of you is now challenged to rise, to grow, to ascend to greatness. You are not mere spectators in the theater of existence. You are meant to embrace the fullness of your potential, to reach the heights of your capabilities, and to leave behind a legacy that resonates through all the corridors of time. The meaning of life, my dear children, is to become a great being. It is to strive for excellence, to seek wisdom, and to make a lasting positive impact on the world. It is to live a life of purpose and significance, for we are not here merely to exist, but to thrive and to meaningfully contribute to the betterment of humanity and its future. As my walk on this earthly path comes to a close, I want you all to remember to not be content with mediocrity, for each of you is destined for greatness. Become the architects of your own destinies, the composers of your own symphonies. Please nurture your intellect, cultivate your virtues, and let your actions resonate as a powerful life-changing legacy. Embrace the precious gift of life, my friends, and recognize that every day is a canvas upon which you paint the masterpiece of your existence. In every person, there is a sun. Let yours shine. For only in the pursuit of greatness will you find the true purpose of your existence. Your friend in time, Socrates.